Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb from AirVenture 2013 in Oshkosh. We're with Steve Brown. He's president of the Commemorative Air Force. Steve, some big news for the CAF today. You're moving headquarters, but you're going to keep Midland, Texas pretty much the way that it is. Tell us the reason for the move and what your big plans are.
Well, you bet, Russ. We're, as you mentioned, we're going to move the headquarters. We're going to establish the CAF National Air Base. We're going to go to a new location, a major metropolitan area with a large population and a large tourism base, and establish the CAF National Air Base, where we can impact a lot of Americans with our mission of education using military aircraft. So we're going to go. We've gone out on a search. We had 23 cities that were very interested in us. We've narrowed the field down to 8 finalists. And from those 8 finalists, we will go out and negotiate and choose a final location where we can make a big impact. As you mentioned, wherever we go, we establish locations and we continue them. We've got a strong wing with the High Sky Wing in Midland. Our CAF Air Power Museum is in Midland, and both those will remain. And our air show that we're known for will continue on while we go forward and establish a new air show, a new nationwide air show in this major metropolitan area, which we will choose.
Okay, but the strategy seems to be to take the heritage of wartime flying mainstream, to make it something that's accessible and attractive to modern folks.
Well, you're right. You know, history's not being taught very well in the school these days regarding World War II, and so that's our mission, is education such that Americans will understand and value the contributions these airplanes have made in their freedom. So to do that, we've got to impact the most Americans, and impact the most Americans, we've got to be where they can find them. So we're looking to find a major metropolitan area where we can put up an aviation attraction and really compete with other attractions that are out there, whether it's SeaWorld or Disney, and take aviation mainstream, like they do here at AirVenture, but to take it to a metropolitan area where we can put the warbirds that are flying, instead of in a static museum, put them in front of them, let them experience, let them ride, let them be a part of it, see how they actually were and flew and felt like during that era. And that's a way you can make a deep imprint and a deep footprint with aviation history.
Now, aviation attraction aside, it would seem to me that the cream of the crop of your aircraft will be based at this new national airbase. What are you thinking along those lines?
Well, we haven't determined it, but the great thing about having flying airplanes is that they move around. So being based somewhere, whether it's there for 2 weeks and moves on to the next place, all of our airplanes tour around, but we will have significant airplanes in and out. We'll make sure that the location can fit anything from our smallest to the largest. All the airplane, all the candidates can fit Fifi. We'll be able to fit Fifi in our final facility, our B-24. We haven't really determined the exact final call of airplanes will be there, but it will be significant airplanes that will be at our national air base. And we'll move them around. We'll bring stuff in from the field so that we always have a constant rotating menagerie of airplanes.
So are you looking for a place that already has facilities, or are you going to build something?
Both of those opportunities exist within these 8. Some places have a fabulous airport but not facilities, and obviously that will be part of the negotiation process to get facilities. And some of those have very, very nice facilities that exist that we can move in and modify and adapt to our needs. So both those opportunities exist within the 8.
This sounds like a fairly expensive proposition for a volunteer-run organization. How's it going to be funded?
Well, we, as with all nonprofits, fundraising is core to our efforts. So we'll be funding it through our typical fundraising efforts. We'll also use donors that we'll seek out in the local area and nationally. And finally, we look for incentives from those cities. These cities that we're talking to have come forward with initial conversations about the incentives they can offer that make it attractive for us to establish this type of tourism destination in their locations.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb from AirVenture 2013 in Oshkosh. Thanks for listening.